Approximately 50,000 students in Pennsylvania receive scholarships for private school through a state-run tax credit program. School choice advocates love the program, but others say it's a financial drain. As Avi Wolfman-Arendt of Keystone Crossroads tells us, the initiative could get a lot bigger if a new bill becomes law.
The idea here is pretty simple. Instead of paying taxes, a business or person donates money to an organization that provides private school scholarships. The business gets a tax break, and some lucky family gets a tuition break. State Senator Mike Regan says the program gives parents a choice and routes money to schools that they actually want their kids to attend.
I think it's a better way than just throwing, you know, countless millions of dollars into failing schools that don't seem to be getting any better or really haven't shown a track record for getting better.
There's a limit on the amount of tax credits available each year. Regan, a Republican from York County, wants to raise that cap. He introduced a bill to increase the amount of tax credits available by 25% every year, as long as there's high demand from donors. But public education advocate Susan Spica worries that the state treasury will suffer if Pennsylvania gives out hundreds of millions more in tax refunds.
Every dollar that flows into the program is a dollar that is no longer available in the general fund budget to be spent on something else.
That something else includes public schools. Regan's bill has powerful supporters in the Senate, among them President Pro Tem Joe Scarnati. Governor Wolf says he's opposed, and his spokesman called the proposal an unfunded mandate. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.